War photographer Ben Khalifa spent years covering conflicts around the world before deciding he wanted his work to have more of an impact. His latest project, The Enemy, uses virtual reality technology to bring the audience face to face with fighters from different sides, with the ultimate aim of changing their attitudes to war and building empathy. Federica Sasso reports from Tel Aviv.
DW.
Hay muchas formas de definición de la paz. Lo que realmente ahora se quiere es una sociedad donde se pueda vivir bien.
The voices of the fighters reach me through the virtual reality headset. They're face to face, and I'm right in between, thanks to the visors that recreate them in full 3D. I can't get closer, take a look at their uniforms, study their tattoos, and we never lose eye contact. They are the avatar versions of the real fighters from El Salvador, Congo, Israel and Palestine, who agreed to collaborate with Belgian war photographer Karim Ben Khalifa for his project called The Enemy. It's an installation he's just presented at the International Student Film Festival in Tel Aviv, an immersive experience at the intersection of photography, virtual reality, neuroscience and storytelling. Ben Khalifa divides his life between Berlin and Boston after almost 20 years reporting from war zones.
I had the idea of The Enemy after the birth of my daughter when I was in Gaza, and I was with Islamic Jihad fighters in Orange Tree Field next to a hall that is half of this building. And I realized that I was putting my daughter in great danger. She was 3 weeks old. And I was tired of doing the same thing. I knew it was inefficient. And instead of doing what I was doing before, I started doing portraits. And I asked them six questions. And those six questions, you know, who's your enemy? Why did you ever kill him? What is violence for you? What is peace for you? And where do you see yourself in 20 years from now?
Then he did interviews with soldiers in Israel's defense forces, asking the same questions. That was the beginning, but Ben Khalifa knew that this was going to be bigger than Israel-Palestine, because, he says, the same thing happens in every war.
How you dehumanize the other. And I realized that I was with fighters on one side, but I was humanizing them, and then I was crossing the front line and going on the other side and have the same experience. But they would deny this humanity from each other. And at that point, I thought it would probably be the most important story I could work on. How do I show humanity from both sides?
Ben Khalifa went on photographing fighters in other parts of the world, but he kept struggling with one question. What's the point of images of war if they don't change people's attitude toward armed conflicts and don't help create peace? He was also frustrated with the news cycle.
And I didn't want it to do the same thing. I didn't want it to go to those places, ship the photograph, see my photograph getting published. And yes, definitely the magazine that reached educated audience, powerful audiences. But that didn't bring change, not that I could see.
The turning point arrived in 2013 when he was invited as an artist in residence at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the US. It was there that he discovered virtual reality and had vertigo.
I was sitting on a chair in an office discovering virtual reality. I was on the side of a mountain. I looked down and I had vertigo. And so I removed the helmet and I understood that that medium was tricking my mind. So I walked out and then suddenly I had another idea. I said, what happened if the people that I have in photographs would actually be in a room? What happened to journalism when you add body language?
So he decided to explore, and The Enemy became a transmedia project. For 3 years, Ben Khalifa photographed, filmed, and interviewed fighters, while collaborating with researchers at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab. Thanks to the newest virtual reality technology, the materials gathered in the field became an immersive experience that allows the audience to see how much enemies have in common with each other.
Only when both of them are answering, you can realize how similar they are. The way they envision peace, the way they see the future, the way they perceive their own enemy. So instead of trying to fix a conflict, why don't we go back to the basics? And if you can bring back humanity, to some extent you stop the war. Then the intervention and the journalism brings an information that actually changed the way you perceive the other. In the case of The Enemy, my audience is the next generation of fighters.
The project will soon be expanded to North and South Korea and Kashmir, but the first result is an installation that allows the audience to interact with fighters from gangs in El Salvador, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and Congo. Soon, an application will make it possible for the public to recreate the experience through their smartphones, but visitors at the Tel Aviv International Student Film Festival in June had the chance to meet the enemies face-to-face in their virtual reality personas. During shifts of about an hour, five people at a time were equipped with small backpacks and virtual reality headsets, allowing them to interact with six fighters, two for each conflict zone.
He fought himself alone at 11, in a country that was hostile to his presence.
Moving around a bare, silent room, users wearing visors see the man enter the virtual room. They are life-size, they greet the users and look at them. It really feels like being in front of a person, an individual with their own mannerisms and body language. The interactions are personalized thanks to a questionnaire filled in beforehand, where the audience is asked to list their personal beliefs about war and their knowledge about the specific conflicts.
It's very real. It's you feel empathy to the person because it's so real.
The technology was interesting, even more than the contents.
Candice, an Israeli originally from South Africa, just visited the installation a second time together with a relative.
I think the key element is how you can use the narrative by use of technology and through that actually shift a change in people.
This is Karim Ben Khalifa's final goal, shifting narrative through an experience.
You make sense of the world through stories, and we all remember the world through experience. So what happened when you tell a story and it becomes an experience? Is this something that's going to help you change perceptions, make a step towards the other?
He hopes so and plans on using this piece of journalism as a tool for reconciliation and even just starting conversations with the people who come to experience his work at festivals. People like Roni, an Israeli who lives in the settlement of Elkana and is not convinced by the interview Ben Khalifa recorded with the fighter in Gaza.
Hard to convince me. I would need further proof that things not just between the soldiers, or between just the daily living people that are just normal people, that they really are, want the same, are the same, but what can they do? That's the problem. I'm sure if you had to get to the people would want the same.
Thank you very much. It's very important for me to disagree. I've never said this is going to bring peace.
But it brings and it triggers
a conversation. Well, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Federica Sasso for W in Tel Aviv.
This report was brought to you by DW.